Hachette Audio presents Life Itself, a memoir. Written by Roger Ebert and read by Edward Herman. Dedication for Chaz. Introduction. Memory. I was born inside the movie of my life. The visuals were before me, the audio surrounded me, the plot unfolded inevitably, but not necessarily. I don't remember how I got into the movie, but it continues to entertain me. At first, the frames flicker without connection, as they do in Bergman's Persona after the film breaks and begins again. I am flat on my stomach on the front sidewalk, my eyes an inch from a procession of ants. What these are, I do not know. It is the only sidewalk in my life, in front of the only house. I have seen grasshoppers and ladybugs. My Uncle Bob extends the business end of a fly swatter toward me, and I grasp it and try to walk toward him. Voices encourage me. Hal Holmes has a red tricycle, and I cry because I want it for my own. My parents curiously set tubes afire and blow smoke from their mouths. I don't want to eat, and my Aunt Martha puts me on her lap and says she'll pinch me if I don't open my mouth. Gary Wyckoff is sitting next to me in the kitchen. He asks me how old I am today, and I hold up three fingers. At Tot's Play School, I try to ride on the back of Mrs. Medrow's dog, and it bites me on the cheek. I am taken to Mercy Hospital to be stitched up. Everyone there is shouting because the Panama Limited went off the rails north of town. People crowd around. Aunt Martha brings in Dr. Collins, her boss, who is